Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, the 14th of February 2016, a Sunday, enemies of the cross of Christ. Enemies of the cross of Christ. Brothers and sisters, yesterday, Sunday, when I was listening back after posting the recording, then I found that I cleared the, blew my nose so loudly. A sister has given a formula, you know, that to take it the night to clear the phlegm. But by the time afternoon comes, even after this 1 hour or so, I won't have all this and fantastic, very well. So I forget. So then the morning, this thing comes and bothers me. So we will know that the enemy, if Jesus, the enemy, our enemy, Satan, of course will try to stop all these recordings and all that. But thank Jesus Christ has given me the strength to get up in the morning and do this daily, daily, brothers and sisters. Thank Jesus Christ, because by committing me to do this, it also gives me a direction every day, studying something, thinking of people, you know. It's a blessing for me. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So please excuse me for this sudden loud blowing of the nose. Thank Jesus Christ. Now, praise Jesus Christ. Today, brothers and sisters, many are going to church. Sunday, many are going to church. But many are enemies of the cross of Christ. That's what the Bible says. Many are enemies of the cross of Christ. Now, what is this enemies of the cross of Christ? Let's look at the scripture first. Before that, let's look at this. There are certain fundamental scriptures we always quote in the emails. It will always be there. One is examining ourselves. Two is doer of the word. We have to be doer of the word. Otherwise, it's not going to work for us. So those who are not doers of the word, please become doers of the word. How? Looking at the word, particular word of God for that particular issue or circumstance or character building or whatever, and then begin to meditate against your conduct, and then after that telling Jesus Christ, Lord, I do not want this, I want that one you want me to become. And then when you think like that, then the word of God will change you, will remind you, the Spirit of God will remind you when you're going to about to do that. Let us say it again, anger before, or impatience before, when you focus on patience and finally you begin to want, about to be impatient, the Spirit of God remind you, no, hold, stand, don't rush or something, and you will know in your spirit, the impression in your heart will be there, and you will stop and it will be changed, and you will say, hey, after a few months of this, after a few weeks of this, you will find that you are changing from glory to glory. Now the other scriptures that I remind myself for myself is, if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he's nothing, he deceives himself. So I better remind myself every day, I'm nothing. I'm nothing without Christ. In Christ, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. But without Christ, I'm nothing. I deceive myself. Then the other one is, those who think they know something, do not know anything yet that they ought to know. I remind that myself. Why? After that, knowing this and knowing that, and the heart will begin to get prideful. This is normal, they are normal attack. The heart is treacherously wicked. Treacherously wicked means treason. Treason means, you know, it actually means the right governance. Who is supposed to govern me? The spirit, my spirit, supposed to govern my body, my heart and mind. But my heart wants to govern me. My heart wants to govern my spirit, which has become life in Christ. Life by the Spirit, given life by the Spirit of God, Christ, because of the blood of Jesus washed my sins. My spirit man was dead in Christ, dead in sin. Now it must be dead in Christ. That means it must be alive in Christ, but dead. It must be dead to sin. Now that I'm in Christ, my spirit man must be dead to sin. It was dead by sin earlier. Sin caused it to die. My spirit man was dead because of sin. Now I must be dead towards sin. I should not be able to be affected by sin. That is the thing. So now, how do we do this? By looking at the word of God and changing. Earlier the sin caused my spirit man to be dead. Now the blood of Jesus has given me life. Now my spirit man must be, I must not be tempted by these things. Won't be. Because why? The spirit man is the spirit of God who has given his life. But now the heart is not going to let me go. My heart is still treacherously wicked. Wants to control me. Wants to control me and follow the ways of the world. So he will talk to me, he will do this, and I must recognize it and tell my heart to shut up in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not do this, you will obey the word of God, and begin to talk to my heart in the still of the night, in the bed. That's what the command is. Psalm 44, some translation very clearly will say, in the still of the night in the bed, be still and begin to meditate. That's how, and talk to your heart. It says talk to your heart, you know, the particular scripture, the particular translation. So when you begin to do this before going to sleep, your life will change because the word of God will change you. Now today we are talking about enemies of the cross of Christ. Philippians 3:17. Although people are going to church and all that, they may be enemies of the... Now let's check ourselves whether we ourselves have become enemies of the cross of Christ in some areas or not. Now let's look at that. Philippians 3:17. Brothers and sisters, this is Apostle Paul writing, together follow my example and observe those who live by the pattern we gave you. Who gave us? The apostles gave us. Follow my example means follow the example of the apostles. Now, Apostle Paul also writes somewhere else, he'll say, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. That means don't follow me if I'm not following Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Follow his example as he follows Christ. And the example that they set for us to observe, but the pattern they gave us, the apostles gave us. For there are many of whom I've often told you, and now tell you even with tears. Now he's crying. Who live as enemies of the cross of Christ, rejecting and opposing his way of salvation. His way of salvation. Rejecting and opposing his way of salvation. 19. Whose faith is destruction, whose God is their belly, their worldly appetite, their sensuality, their vanity. Sensuality, vanity, worldly appetite, things of the world, they are craving for that. Whose glory is in their shame. They do all kinds of things and they think that it's glory, they're feeling fantastic, they're doing fantastic, they're making people, impressing upon people and all, but it's to their shame, he says. Who focus their mind on earthly and temporal things. So, but, 20, but we are different because, now we means apostles are different because our citizenship is in heaven. Now that applies to us. Our citizenship is in heaven. And from there we eagerly await the coming of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by exerting that power which enables him even to subject everything to himself will not only transform but completely refashion our earthly bodies so that they will be like his glorious resurrected body. Now, this is a great answer here. Our bodies will not become like angels. Our bodies will become like Jesus Christ's glorious resurrected body. Glorious resurrected body like Christ. Now, how does he do that? By the power which enabled him even to subject everything to himself. He brought everything under his control, right? Will not only transform, but completely refashion our earthly bodies so that they will be like his glorious resurrected body. Brothers and sisters, listen again. He is going to change each of our bodies to his glorious body like Christ. That is if you are willing to follow him. Willing, you know, because we can't do ourselves. When you are willing means you take the word of God, meditate on the word of God, and then the word of God will change us. Will change us from glory to glory. But we must only be willing. Willing means, then you say, Lord Jesus, I'm willing, make me change, Lord, make me obey your commandments, make me obey you. Because we love him, we keep his commandments. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Make me Lord Jesus. Make me Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the Holy Spirit to make me obey the commandments of Jesus Christ because I want to love him. I want to love him as he wants me to love him. I want to love Jesus Christ as the way he wants, has commanded me to love him by keeping his commandments. Make me do that in Jesus Christ's name. I ask you, Holy Spirit. I beg you, Holy Spirit. What will happen? When you keep doing this, you'll end up going and doing the right thing. Remember that. So now, because the word of God will change you. But these enemies of the cross, look at this. Ridiculous, you know, because they say they're Christian. What's the Apostle Paul saying? Enemies of the cross. They say they're Christian, but actually they're enemies of the cross. Now, enemies of the cross, what did the cross resemble? There is crucifixion. Everything was crucified there. Sin was crucified there. Curses were crucified there. Our useless thing, everything that we do, all crucified there. And then, that's why Jesus said, if you follow me, pick up your cross and follow me. Crucify your flesh. Our flesh was supposed to have crucified there on the cross. Now we are supposed to crucify here. But here he is not expecting us to crucify our flesh by ourselves. He is not expecting that. He knows we can't do this. So, but Jesus said, now, listen to my word. And then the apostles say, follow the example. Now when to follow, the body will reject, the heart will reject. But then you got power in the name of Jesus Christ. You command all temptation to get out. You command every spirit of lust of the world, lust of the eyes, things of the spirit of the world, anger, lies, deceit, adultery, fornication, sexual immorality, all the spirits you cast out first in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything your heart is being tempted means you better understand your enemy. Jesus Christ says, your enemy, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, whom he may swallow. So it's my enemy and your enemy. So that's why he's tempting my heart. So I must first command every wicked unclean spirit to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every unclean spirit, then if I know the temptation, I bind and break the hold of that spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind and break the hold of sexual immorality in my heart. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every wicked unclean spirit of sexual immorality, get out in the name of Jesus Christ and not to return. I burn you by the blood of Jesus Christ. You focus on that particular thing, on that particular sin. If it is anger, if it is now we come to that soon, the list, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, because we want the fruit of the Spirit, fruit of the Holy Spirit, you know. Now, then what is it? You command your heart. Heart, you love Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart to love Jesus Christ. And when you begin to talk this, and then you begin to talk on certain scriptures where you want it yourself to be changed like that, you want to be changed from glory to glory, there is some particular work to do. Work out your own salvation means believe in Jesus Christ and He will do for you. By believing in Jesus Christ means God says, Jesus says you adhere to Him, you cling to Him, you hold on to Him. And then hold on to Him is how? Hold on to the scriptures, because it's the word of God. You can't hold on to Jesus Christ in the physical. So you hold on to Jesus Christ of the word of Jesus Christ you hold on. As you keep on thinking and meditating and holding on to the word of Jesus Christ, you're holding on to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will take and put it in our heart and it will come. Now, for instance, this thing, you see, the practices of sin, Galatians 5:19-24. Now, the practices of the sinful nature are clearly evident. God is saying, the word of God is saying, now the practices of the sinful nature are clearly evident. I'm reading Amplified. They are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality. Sensuality means things you're craving in the senses. All the bodily senses, not just sexual immorality, senses. You senses, you sense, you please your tongue, you please your mouth, the taste, the smell, the feeling on the flesh. You want the clothes you wear, maybe silk only you want to wear. You know, since all the time you want to wear something to satisfy the body, the carnal self, the taste of the food, fantastic, more food, expensive food, fusion food, you're craving for this kind of thing. Totally irresponsibility, lack of self-control. Now, sexual, now, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, I mean anger, fight, fright, strikes, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, faction, promoting groups, you know, small groups in the church, people begin to, I'm a gang, this is a gang, oh, I'm a gang. So it's promoting heresies, I mean false logic, false doctrine. Having small sections in the church, only 2-3 people you mix with, the others all you don't mix with. All this is, God says, terrible sin. Envy, drunkenness, righteous behavior, revelry, you know, in the football game nowadays, all kinds of things. The way it catches you, you go there, it'll catch you also. Because righteous behavior, you know, so, and other things like this. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Will not inherit the kingdom of God. Apostle Paul is warning. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, is love. Unselfish concern for others. Love is what? Unselfish concern for others. Inner peace, patience. Patience is not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. Patience is not the ability to wait. It's defined by the Amplified, which is taken from the Hebrew and other meaning about that. Patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. That means, I used to be impatient, cutting the in the road, you know, cutting this way, cutting that way. Now, if I is a jam, now I have to wait. And how I wait? Calmly I have to wait. And how? God makes me calm. I call blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now, it starts with love, the fruit of the Spirit, one fruit, the various shades of the fruit, one fruit of the Spirit, starts with love, ends with self-control. So when people don't have self-control, they surely don't have the fruit of the Spirit. Those who belong to Christ Jesus, 24, have crucified the sinful nature together with his passions and appetite. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites. So those who have not done this are enemies of the cross. Enemies of the cross. Now, here, can we go back and see the citizenship of heaven, ours, right? Now, here you must remember, those, defined here also, those who keep their mind on earthly things are enemies of the cross. He says in 19, Philippians 3:19, who focus their mind on earthly things, earthly and temporal things. They are enemies of the cross. So if you are today going to church, yes, but if you are focusing on earthly things, man, all the worldly lust, all the worldly how the world does, iPhone 5, iPhone 25, iPhone 35, 55, 100, all that focusing on this, all this, it will catch you and you are only focusing on this. These are tools. If you have the money, buy it and use it. These are tools only. But if you focus, I got a better phone. I got a better phone than them. All kinds of things goes on because God calls them enemies of the cross of Christ. Enemies, you're not an enemy of Christ because you cannot, what can anyone do to Christ? But you're an enemy of the cross because the cross calls for crucifixion of our sinful nature. The cross demands crucifixion of our sinful nature. But if you don't crucify sinful nature, you are an enemy of the cross of Christ, and you are thinking of only earthly things, worldly things. Brothers and sisters, today let's change. Go to Philippians 3:17-21 and meditate. Go to Galatians 5:19-24 and meditate in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.